Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is Frank Marvin. This is one in a series of programs about BIX's fellow musicians. Now, technically, Frank Marvin recorded with BIX, that was with the Gene Goldcat Orchestra on October 12, 1926. And there were three numbers on that recording session, an Idolizing, Hushabye. Both of these were issued, and the third one was I'd Rather Be the Girl in Your Arms. There was a vocal trio, Frank McGinn, Joe Griffith, and Frank Marvin, but that all four takes of that were unissued. The recording was made again, the recording of that number, I'd Rather Be the Girl in Your Arms, was made again on October 15, 1926, but this time the vocal was by Frank Bessinger. Anyway, Frank Marvin is, in fact, one of the musicians who recorded with BIX. And I'd like to tell you first a little bit about him. He was inducted in the Western Music Hall of Fame in the year 2010. Frank Marvin did mostly Western and country music type, but he also had a number of recordings with jazz bands or dance bands in the 1920s and 1930. Let me first read a little bit about him. This is from the Western Music Association website. Frank J. Marvin, the J stands for James, was born in Butler, Oklahoma on January 27, 1904. His interest in music came early. His mother had recorded for Victor and his brother Johnny, 6 years his senior, became a successful composer and recording star. By the time Frankie was 25 years old, he had become popular on radio and had signed a contract with a major record label in New York. He and his brother Johnny often worked as a duo in those early years. Frank played guitar, washboard, and steel guitar. He can be seen on screen in B-Western movies playing other instruments as well, but eventually the steel guitar was to play a key role in his long-term success in Western music. Frankie composed a number of Western songs, the classics There's an Empty Cot in the Bunkhouse and Cowboy's Heaven, and a few others. In 1928, when Young Gene Autry was planning his first trip to New York in search of a recording contract. He met Frankie's mother in a cafe she was managing in Butler. When she learned about Gene's plans, she asked him to look up her sons in New York. Gene did, and Frankie, Johnny, and Gene became close friends. One story even has them sharing an overcoat in the cold New York winter. Frankie did more than let Gene use his winter coat. He introduced Gene Autry to recording executives in New York to get him started professionally. Gene's first attempt at recordings were not well received, so Frankie advised him to change his style, suggesting that he learn some yodel songs. Autry took the advice. It paid off, and Frankie and Johnny Marvin played on Gene's first recordings. The first song Gene ever recorded was a Frankie Marvin composition, My Dreaming of You. Gene couldn't yodel well enough yet, so Frankie did the yodels on those first records. Later, when Gene went to Hollywood to begin work in movies, he took Smiley Burnett and Frankie Marvin with him, and Nat Levine, head of Mascot Studios, signed all three. Frankie appeared in most of Gene's films and on his radio and TV shows and recordings, as well as on records made by Tex Ritter, Eddie Dean, and the Jimmy Wakely Trio. Frankie produced many of Gene Autry's recording sessions. Frank played the steel guitar on those sessions, and the style he developed on that instrument set him and Gene Autry's music apart. Frankie's smooth approach, easing his way into the notes rather than striking them forcefully, played an important part in establishing a style of Western music that is easy to distinguish from the country music recorded east of the Mississippi. In so doing, he paved the way for others who played steel guitar on Western ballads in the genre's golden era. You can hear it reflected in Jerry Compton's work with the Rhinesmen, some of Noel Boggs' work with Jimmy Wakely, and Bonnie Dodd's recordings with Tex Ritter, and so on and so forth. Frank Marvin retired from the Gene Autry Organization in 1955, and passed away in Fraser Park, California, in January of 1985. From the IMBD website, I found out that he was in several TV series: Annie Oakley, 54 to 56, Buffalo Bill Jr., 55-56, and he made several movies. Sometimes he was uncredited, sometimes he was credited. Okay, let's get started with the music. The first recordings that I want to play are by Barbara Miley and his Mileage Makers. These are two recordings made on May 16, 1930. We have Barbara Miley, Wart Pinkett, and an unknown trumpet. Wilbur DeParis on trombone, Hilton Jefferson and another unknown on clarinet and alto sax, Happy Caldwell on tenor sax, Earl Frazier piano celeste, Bernard Addison banjo guitar and another banjo guitar, Bill Benford on tuba, Tommy Benford on drums, and the vocalist is Frank Marvin. The two records that I want to play are from May 16, 1930, first I Lost My Gal from Memphis, and then Without You, Emmeline. So here is Frank Marvin with Barbara Miley, 1930. Thank you.
she's gone to Caroline. I know just who she went with, a dear old pal of mine. I ought to hop a choo-choo, now I know I ought to go. I'd love to find my baby, but my funds are mighty low. My gal, oh, why did she leave me? Sweet gal, I'm missing her so. Oh, there ain't no gal in Memphis as sweet as her around. I lost my gal from Memphis, that's why I feel low down. The sun don't seem to shine. Birds and flowers, they don't exist without you, Emmeline. I'm just like a river that flows, getting nowhere. Where I'm going, heaven only knows, and I don't care. All I say when I see the dawn, just another day to pine. Can't you see that I can't go on without you, Emmeline?
It is quite interesting that in 1930, Frank Marvin made several recordings with the African-American band leaders. The previous two recordings, Bob Marley, are an example, and the next two recordings are another example. This is from January 28, 1930, New York City. This is King Oliver and his orchestra. King Oliver, Red Allen, and Bob Marley on trumpet and cornet, James Archie, trombone, Bobby Holmes, clarinet, alto soprano sax, Glenn Peck, clarinet alto sax, Walter Wheeler, tenor sax, Don Fry, piano, Arthur Taylor, banjo, Gene Stoltz, guitar, Clinton Walker, brass bass, Carol Dickerson is the leader and plays violin, and Frank Marvin is on vocal, maybe also on drums. The two numbers that I want to play are St. James Infirmary and When You're Smiling. So here is Frank Marvin with King Oliver and his orchestra, 1930.
Find a sweet man like me. When I die, I want you to dress me in straight lace shoes, box back coat and Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain so the boys will know I died standing pat.
Thank you.
The whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing, be happy again. Keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Now I want to turn to a couple of white band leaders. First, the OK Melodians under Sam Lennon's direction. This is November 11, 1927. Sylvester Ahola and Leo McConville on trumpet, Al Filburn on trombone, Larry Abbott and Andy Sanella, clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax, Irving Brodsky on piano, Tony Colucci banjo, Joe Tardo brass bass. And the drums may be Sam Lennon himself. Justin Ring is on chimes, and the vocal is by Frank Marvin. The date is November 11, 1927. The tune is How Long Has This Been Going On? I will then go to June 7, 1928. This is Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra with That's My Weakness Now. Del Stagers and Mike Mosiello on trumpet, Chunk Campbell on trombone, Andy Sanella, clarinet, alto sax, Sammy Finesmith, clarinet, alto sax, baritone, Maurice Pierce, clarinet, tenor sax, Lou Ratterman, Murray Kellner, probably Benny Posner, Peter Eisenberg, Yasha Zaid, Teddy Lasoff on violin, Abe Borotkin on cello, Jack Shilkret and Milt Rettenberg on piano, John Kelly on banjo, Jan Pierce on tuba, Al Armour on string bass. He used to be, or he was, or with Paul Whiteman. Joe Green on drums, and the vocal is Frank Marvin. That's My Weakness Now. So let's listen then to Frank Marvin first with the OK Melodians, 1927, and then with Nat Shilkret, 1928. Thank you.
years it's been going on. Oh, what I've been missing, come on, put me right. How long has this been going on? She sighed, I sighed. When she sat up on my lap, I nearly died. Gee, oh gosh, oh golly, I'm completely gone. How long has this been going on?
Thank you.
Let's move back to 1930 now. And the first I will play a recording by Fess Williams, with the Fess Williams on clarinet, alto sax, and directing, George Temple and John Brown trumpet, David Jelly James trombone, Bobby Holmes clarinet, alto sax, Ralph Brown alto sax, or perhaps it's Felix Gregory, Perry Smith on clarinet and tenor sax, Henry Duncan piano, Andy Pendleton banjo, or perhaps it's Ollie Blackwell, Emmanuel Casamore on tuba, Ralph Bedell on drums. The vocal is by Frank Marvin. The date is April 18, 1930, and the tune is 11:30, Saturday night. We stay in 1930, but now the band is the McKinney's Cotton Pickers. John Nesbitt on trumpet, Joe Smith cornet, Langston Curl trumpet, Ed Coffey trombone, Don Redman clarinet, soprano, alto sax, Jimmy Dudley at clarinet, alto sax, George Thomas clarinet, tenor sax, Prince Robinson clarinet, tenor sax, Todd Rhodes piano and celeste, Dave Wilburn on banjo, Ralph Escudero tuba, Cuba Austin on drums, and the vocal is by Frank Marvin. The tune is Then Someone's in Love, from January 31st, 1930. So let's listen then to Frank Marvin, first with Fess Williams, then with the McKinney's Cotton Pickers, 1930.
Thank you.
Next, I'm going to have another two recordings with an African-American band leader. This time it's Duke Ellington. The date is April 11, 1930. And the two tunes that I want to play are My Gal is Good for Nothing But Love and I Was Made to Love You. We have Arthur Wetzel, Cootie Williams on trumpet, Joe Tricky, Sam Nanton, and Joan Tizol on trombone, Barney Bigard, clarinet, tenor sax, Johnny Hodges, alto sax, clarinet, Harry Carney, baritone, clarinet, alto sax. Of course, Duke Ellington is on piano, Fred Guy on banjo, Wellman Broad on bass, and Sonny Greer on drums. The vocalist is Frank Marvin. So here is Frank Marvin with Duke Ellington in 1930.
My breath, and when she holds me, squeezes and folds me, feels like she loved me to death. Her arms, they fit me just like a glove. Oh, how she can love, good for nothing but love. Thank you. was made to love you. It had to be, dear, and you'll agree, dear, fate was right. There came a night when I met you and you met me, and in a moment I knew that only you love, no other new love would do. Please don't discourage me, you're my ideal. Why not encourage me? You know just how I feel. I know you were made for love, and I was made to love you. And I know someday you'll feel the same way I do.
I would like to wind up today's program with a recording from May 12, 1928. It's a Blue Amber Roll cylinder. Get Out and Get Under the Moon. We have Frank Marvin accompanying himself on uke and doing an emulation of Cliff Edward. So here is Frank Marvin and his uke, 1928.
What do you do in the evening when you don't know what to do? Read a book, play a game, every night is just the same. What do you say if I tell you how to keep from feeling blue? My advice is good to take and it's easier to do. When you're all alone in your own night and you're feeling out of tune, pick up your hat, close up your flat and get out and get under the moon. Underneath the bright silvery light, you'll be feeling better soon. Pick up your hat, close up your flat and get out and get under the moon. Look, look, look at the stars above, look, look, look at those sweeties, love, oh boy, give me a night in June. I mean it, all you got to do, any old night, when you're feeling out of tune, pick up your hat, close up your flat and get out and get under the moon. Gonna meet the sweetie soon. Pick up your hat, close up your flat and get out and get under the moon. Underneath the bright silvery light, that's the only place to spoon. Pick up your hat, close up your flat and get out and get under the moon. Walk, walk, kiss and then walk again, talk, talk, kiss and then talk again, oh joy, sweethearts are all in tune. I mean it, when it's raining out, stay in a room, but on a lovely night in June, here's what to do, sweetie, and you just get out and get under the moon. If you're with a girl and she is cold, says she doesn't want a spoon, don't you feel blue, here's what you do, just get out and get under the moon. If you feel a kiss and she gets sore, she'll forget it mighty soon. Don't stop the fret, she'll learn to fret when you get her under the moon. Indoors, there's not a thing to do. In-laws, walking and out on you. Oh boy, sister and brother too. I've tried it, just take my advice. If she is nice, nice as any night in June. Just take her hand, she'll understand and get out and get under the moon.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed this program dedicated to Frank Marvin. I believe it was a slightly different type of program that I usually have, especially in terms of the kinds of bands and that I play. But it was, to me, quite enjoyable, and I hope it was to you too. Well, let's get back to Biggs now. Come to the end of today's edition of Biggs is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Biggs Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Biggsography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Biggs is alive. If you contend, this is